FL Democrat Senate candidate Angie Nixon. DeSantis attacks woke because he's scared of minorities in power. By Hannah Knudsen on August 24, 2026. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Policies must be put back in place, Democrat Senate candidate and Democratic Socialists of America member Angie Nixon said, asserting that Republicans like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have attacked woke because they are scared of minorities being in power. Nixon, who denies being a socialist despite her standing as a DSA member, is an advocate for several key far-left policies, including abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, granting swift amnesty, pushing universal health care, and bringing back DEI policies. You definitely just have to work to level the playing field, and you gotta get these. You gotta close these corporate tax loopholes. You have to put the DEI policies back in place, the Florida House member said during an interview. And then you actually have to just make sure that you're passing policies that work to level the playing field. I don't think there's anything wrong with DEI with leveling the playing field. Why do we not want people to start at the same point and have access to everything? She said, promoting equity over true equality, a socialist tactic embraced by members of the far left, including failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Just because you're giving me a little bit of access to certain things doesn't make it whole for like generations of trauma, generations of living in poverty. It's gonna take me 20 more years or whatever to like get caught up just based on like my family history, right? She asserted. And so, you know, I just would have to definitely say we got to stop the rollbacks of these anti-DEI measures and that type of thing. She also once said it totally sucks that Florida teachers cannot be trained on DEI and accused Governor Ron DeSantis and Republicans of attacking woke in order to undermine minorities who she said are growing into power. Ron DeSantis had this attack on woke, this stop woke, because he wants people sleeping. He wants to ban the ability for us to go out and protest the way in which we can wake people up and do mass protests and mass mobilizations, trying to make it so that people could run folks over in the street if they blocked the street while they were protesting. And it is them attempting to stay in power and control. She said, claiming they want power and control because they realize that there's a new rising majority of like black folks, like Latinos, people of color, women, folks who've been marginalized. And they realize that we make up this new majority. And if we come into power, they are fearful. They're fearful that if this group comes into power, all these marginalized people, that they're going to do to them what they've done to many of us for hundreds of years, she said. But history shows that that's not what happens when marginalized communities come into power. Nixon's position of resurrecting DEI is notable, given that DeSantis and Republicans have been working for years to rid the state of the unfair practices. In 2023, for example, DeSantis and Republicans worked to eliminate DEI initiatives in higher education, which DeSantis said had been used as a veneer to impose an ideological agenda in universities. Nixon's claims that Republicans are attacking woke because they are threatened by minorities should come as no surprise. She has a history of outlandish statements and once also said she believes that she cannot work with Republicans across the aisle because they are literally trying to kill us.